listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hey, this is Landon Bob's son. How are you? You're tuning in to Lifeline, WCNO. Listen, right now, call everybody you can think of. Everybody within the sound of my voice needs to understand what I'm going to say today. If you don't get this message, you can walk around as a Christian. You will not have a lot of power in your life. The enemy will defeat you, beat upon you, wreak havoc of you. I'm going to show you how to walk your Christian life actually with the power of God. We walk the life perpetually in the spirit of our mind, trying to do the, I'm doing the best I can. I'm hanging on by faith. Oh, thank God for his grace. Those are defeated Christians. I'm going to show you how to be a powerful, joy-filled, loving, long-suffering doesn't faze you. What people say doesn't faze you. What the world does doesn't faze you. Christian, if that's something you desire, tune in, wake up, get your act together, get your Bible ready, hurry up and grab your coffee, get everything together, get a pen and paper. You're going to want to take notes. Get your phone out where you can record if you have to, and just hit that little microphone and record verses I give you, whatever. Get ready to gear yourself up so afterwards you can go back and research this and look at this and enable and empower yourself to actually walk a spirit-filled life. Good morning again. My name is Landon. I'm going to give you some call letters real quick. We're going to pray the Spirit in, and we're going to do this message. If you need to contact me during this broadcast, if you need prayer, if I say things that you don't get or you want to receive something, because if you didn't get it, someone else didn't get it. So it's okay to call, okay? But I want to help you, and I want you to receive the Holy Ghost. If that's an interest to you, if you want to come to the cross and receive Jesus so you have salvation, and then you want to take it a step further and receive, he imparts the Holy Ghost in you, but you cannot. He can lay there dormant your whole life. You'll have no clue you have him. It's just something someone told you. It's not reality. If you want it to become reality, write these numbers down. 221-1100, 221-1100, out of town, 888. 221-8990. That's local, 221-1100. Out of town, that'd be 1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Listen on the internet right now. WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast and you're in. During the week, WCNO.com. Click on demand. Calendar pops up. Pick 8:30 Saturday morning. It's too easy. During the week, we can email you. We can counsel you. I'm giving you free counseling, stuff that people charge big bucks for. We're trying to give you free, and people don't have enough sense to get it. Think about that. That's being so far out there, you don't even want free help. Why would you not want free help? TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Free help from Dr. Bob. The guy has a doctrine in divinity. And you're like, oh, it's okay. He might. What are you talking about? People charge big bucks for what we're trying to give you free. Wake up. I want you to know reality. I'm tired of watching Christians being duped. We need to know reality. Listen to me. I got one more thing to say to you. We're going to pray this thing in. If you know anybody that is pregnant or somebody having trouble with their children, call them now. If you know somebody pregnant or somebody that's having trouble with their children, or even if you just have children, but call them specifically and say the first part of this message Landon's given is going to be something directly where God gives you some promises, undivided, untampered with promises for your children. Father, we're coming to you in the manner in which you taught. Jesus said, when you pray to your Father in heaven in this manner. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. And we beg and we plead for your mercy this morning. We ask your forgiveness for anything we've said, done or thought, any curse words, any evil thinking, any lust, anything we watched, anything we listened to in the last 24 hours, week, whatever, yesterday, today, and forever, forgive us. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Please agree with me, people, in your heart. I want you to receive the teaching. So agree in your heart. Ask God to forgive you for whatever you thought, done, or said in the last hour, 24 hours, or 100,000 hours, because we need to be cleansed. Father, we need to be cleansed right now so we can receive this word of God. Get the trash out. Let's crucify our flesh to you, Lord. I surrender myself 100% to you right now, Lord. I surrender my mind, my will, my emotions, my thoughts, my flesh, everything within me. I give up to you right this very second, that I may not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that I may not think fleshly, that none of that will even be in me, upon me, or around me right now, Father. I want us to get this teaching this morning, Lord. Please cleanse me from all unrighteousness, that I may hear from your Spirit and speak your oracles wisely for myself and those that hear me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Listen very, very, very close this morning. If you're not actively communicating with, nor daily aware of the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven by the Father through Jesus to you, then you're not experiencing the fullness and richness of God. You got that? If you're not daily or actively communicating with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, you're not experiencing the fullness or the richness of God. If we go back through Scripture, we see always, how many times? Always, that the Holy Ghost is the one who performs the orders of the Father. Even to the part of putting the seed in Mary so Jesus could be born, the Holy Ghost was the one who came down and put the seed of Christ in Mary, so that Jesus could be born of a woman. Every single order that ever comes from the throne room, the Holy Ghost is the actual active ingredient that carries that order out. Let's go back to Genesis 1. Let's start in the beginning. We're going to show the beginning, all right? Then we're going to go to the prophets. Then we're going to go to the New Testament. I want you to see through this. God never changes his mind. He never changes his order. When he says, this is how things will work, that's how they work. Now, whatever happened between the old and the new, where we got in, we ran for a little while, and then we got weak, then we got tired, and then we just said, you know what? I'm cool. If I get to the cross, if I can just make it to the cross and think that I'm going to get into heaven, I'm happy. And that is a terrible, sad place to be. It's a defeated Christian. Listen to me. Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And the earth was without form and void. The earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You hear that? The earth was without form and void, totally no form, absolutely void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And what happened? The Spirit of God moved. What happened? The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Here's what's going on. Many of you out there listening to me this morning are without form and void. You're void of understanding. You're void of instruction. You're void of a vision. The devil's robbed you of a vision. You have no idea what you want to do. How are you going to become that thing? Some of you are 17, some of you are 70, still trying to figure it out. I don't know who I am. I don't have a form. What was I designed to do? What is my purpose in life? Should I be a this? Should I be a that? Am I a good parent? I don't know. I'm okay. I'm not that great. Am I a good mom? Am I a good dad? Huh? You know, that's sad. Don't be without form and void and have darkness. Many people, I look in their eyes, they are full of darkness. The earth was without form and void. Nothing was there. Darkness on the entire face of the deep, and then the Spirit of God moved. Do you see that? That's just Genesis 1. This is in the beginning. The beginning of all things, the Spirit of God has to move. And God said, let there be light. Let there be light, and there was light. First thing God did, God showed me this last night. I was going over this one more time. And God said, what's the first thing I did? I turned on the light. I illuminated things so I could see what was going on. You have to illuminate your life by the Spirit, let me make that clear, to see what's going on. Until you say, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost, I need the Spirit of God upon me moving, you're not turning on the light. God said, the first thing you must do, and this is why I did this first. I didn't make the animals first. I didn't put the fish in the sea first. I didn't make man first. The first thing I did so that you guys would see for all eternity when you go back to Genesis 1 was I turned on the light. I illuminated life through the Spirit to see what's going on. You need to be illuminated. Many of us are walking around in the darkness, and I'm talking about Christians, non-Christians too, but Christians. God says, man, you've got to turn on the light. You've got to illuminate your spirit with the Holy Ghost first. Then the rest will make sense. But until you do that, you're a perpetual Christian trying to understand godly wisdom and godly instructions that only come through the Spirit in your natural mind, educating yourself infinitely, but never allowing the one who wrote the scripture, the author and finisher of our faith, to come in and instruct you, which is his job, and it is his promise to you. Take the promises of God. Excuse me. Stop walking around without form and void. That's a sad state for a man or woman to be in. It worked for Jehovah God. He let the Spirit move, turned on the light, and then went about his business. Why don't you do the same? Let the Spirit move in your life, turn on the light in your life, then go about your business with the Word of God. There's too many people waiting on the move of God today. Mad at God because he didn't move. Please understand this. Listen close. Write this down. Take your little phone and hit the record thing. This is a good time to do that. God can only interact with you by his Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Let me say that again now. God can only interact with you by the Spirit, by his Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. He says, my word is spirit, my word is truth. The time has come and now is, right now is, when the true worshipers shall worship me in spirit and in truth. Okay, here's the part for you pregnant women, or you parents in general, or anybody that has a child that's acting up. God says this, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Remember that. That rules out, do I really need the Holy Ghost? God said, flesh and blood, everything you're made of in your natural DNA composite, cannot, it is impossible for it to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Oh, what do I do, Holy Ghost? Isaiah 44:2 says this, ready? Thus says the Lord that made thee and formed thee. See, you should not be without form. Thus says the Lord that made thee, I hope you're catching this, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee, fear not. Now, let me point a couple things out. I want to move quickly through this. There's a lot of scripture today. Pay attention. First thing, God gives you a promise here. He says, which will help thee? Thus says the Lord that made thee, that formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. That's a promise of God. You got to find these promises. I'm giving you a few. I'm going to give you two or three this morning. I will help you, God's trying to say to you. The next thing he says after the semicolon is fear not. Fears of the devil. The Bible says, if you look up the parable of the sower, when someone receives the true word of God, when they start getting the word of God, it's sown in their heart now. The Bible says, when the word of God was sown in their heart, immediately Satan come to steal the word that was sown in their heart. That's why God says, fear not, because as soon as I'm done with this teaching today, everything the devil has to throw at you, he will throw at you. I'm telling you this so you know what's coming. Defeat it. Fear not. Let the Lord help you. I'm going to teach you how right now. Verse 3. This is Isaiah. Now, we went from the very beginning, from the foundation of the world. Now we're in the prophets, and I'm going to take you to the New Testament. I want you to see all through Scripture, God never changes his mind. Somehow, we've been duped by the devil to make it halfway and stop there before we ever have any power to defeat him. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. You got this? Thus says the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the mother's womb, which will help thee. You cleave to that for life. That's a promise from God. Fear not. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon that dry ground. Too many of you have been thirsty for way too long and you've been out there in the desert receiving nothing from God for years. In church for years receiving nothing from God. The next thing he says after the colon in verse 3 is, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. You better write that down. If you don't have anything, take a pen and put it on your skin right now. You need to know this. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass. The grass will stay the same. All of a sudden, your child will spring up as willows by the watercourse, he said, tall and beautiful. Blowing in the breeze, blowing in the spirit. He says, as willows by the watercourse, their roots will be founded in the water of the word, and they will not wither. Let me read this one time smooth. I will pour out my water upon him that is thirsty. If you're thirsty, you better call upon him. And floods upon that dry ground. I won't just put some water on your dry ground. I'll take you from a dry season and flood it. You'll have so much water from the word, you won't know what to do. The spirit will lead you. You'll be saying things. Power will be happening. You won't know where it came from because it's not from you. You'll watch God work in your life and be amazed. I'll pour my spirit. He doesn't say I'll give you a drop on your tongue. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing. You better cleave. If you're a parent and you're not agreeing with me on this verse, you're really blind. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. They shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourse. If I was a mom or if I was a dad, which I am, I would be cleaving to this verse for my children right now. With everything I have, I'd be going, Lord, Lord, that's me. Where's that at? Isaiah 44. I got to look at this for myself. I need to claim this. That's a promise from God. Joel 2:27, he said, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of you, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Listen, listen to this verse close. Let me read this again. Ye shall know. Now notice he says, I am. You know, God's referred to the I am. There is no other. He is. So he says, ye shall know that I am is in the midst of you, and that I am is the Lord your God. And then he throws this little clause into the end, and none else. Why would he say that? And none else. We go to the right and we go to the left. Even though scripture says, don't go to the left, don't go to the right. We do it. God says, stop. It's a waste of time. Every time you do that, the devil has duped you, gotten you off the path, and you're duped, and you're going to the right, you're going to the left. He says, listen to me. There is none else. I am in the midst of you, and I am the Lord your God, and none else. Why would you possibly go to the left or the right when I told you clearly out of my own mouth, God says, there is no other God but me. And my people shall never be ashamed. God will never cause shame upon you. If shame has come upon you, it is not from God. Look at Joel 2:27 for yourself. Now 28, which we all know, we all recite, check this out. He says, and it shall come to pass. What's that mean? I promise. And it shall come to pass. God says, I promise you. Afterward, after what? After you shall know that I'm in the midst of you, and after you shall know that I'm the Lord your God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Let's recap real quick before we jump in the New Testament. Genesis 1, the very beginning, the form. All right? The form of the earth, the very beginning of everything as we know it, God says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved. That's how I made light. That's how I bring light into you. That's how I illuminate myself and my word of God to you, by the Spirit move. And then we go to the prophet. The prophet says this. He says, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and upon thy offspring. Then he says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Today's the day to receive the Spirit. You may have the Holy Ghost. God is promising it you in Scripture. The purpose of the Spirit being poured out now is so you will receive power. Listen to me close now. I'm going to explain something real fast. I'm going to explain the difference in salvation and power. Making it to the cross is all you need to have your sins forgiven. It is. Making it to the foot of that cross and going, Jesus, I need you. I believe you really did rise from the dead the third day, because otherwise death has control over me. But since you rose, it doesn't have, and the devil doesn't have control over me. You defeated death, hell, and the grave. Making it to the cross is all you need to have your sins forgiven and receive salvation. Jesus said these words. He said, believe on me and you shall be saved. That's very simple. Believe on me and you shall be saved. Then Jesus turned around and said this, but, you got to catch that, but you shall receive power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Salvation, believe on me and you shall be saved. Empowerment, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. To become a Christian means you have asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. You have surrendered your mind, your will, your emotions over to Him. You have decided to live a life pleasing unto God. I've made a conscious choice that from now on I will live a life pleasing unto God, measured by the instructions found in the Word of God. You ready? Because you've done this life-changing decision to make Jesus the Lord over your life, God now adopts you into His sonship or daughtership to become His child, to give you the DNA of the Spirit, to change you from the inside out into His likeness, transformed by the Spirit. Galatians 4:4 says, God sent forth His Son, Jesus Christ, made of a woman. I always wonder why He said that, and God told me this week. He said, look, if I'd have brought him forth any other way, you guys would have never thought you could do it. It would have been totally impossible for you because he would have been the Christ child, the magic one, the spirit one. But I said, no. I'll put the seed in Mary. He'll come out the womb just like everybody else. Total flesh and total blood. Because otherwise you'd swear that it was some magic thing. There's no way I can do this because Christ was special. He was special, but so are you. Listen, God said, that's why I always say in Scripture, made of a woman. Because you're made of a woman. Joe's made of a woman. Bob's made of a woman. We're all made of a woman. He said, just like you. If he can do it, you can do it. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit. God has sent forth the Holy Ghost of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You get that? When you get adopted in the kingdom because you've accepted Jesus, when you get adopted into the kingdom because now you've accepted the Spirit of God and you become a personal son and a personal daughter, when you cry, Daddy, he listens. Ho, wait a minute. Many of us are not getting our prayers answered. Many of us, our children aren't changing. Many of us, our sickness is not going away. We're not getting better. Nothing's changing in our life. God sent forth his son made of a woman just like you and me. That qualifies you and I to redeem them that were under the law, that you and I might receive the adoption of sons and daughters. You got to take the Spirit so you can become adopted as a son and a daughter. And because you're now a son and a daughter, God sends forth the Spirit of his son into your hearts. Now when you cry, Daddy, Daddy, you've got his attention because you're the adopted child. We've not crossed over into adopted sonship and adopted daughtership by the Spirit. We've made it to the cross and been sealed. So when he comes back at the end time, he'll know that you're supposed to go to heaven. That's it. You will be beat to hell, literally, because it'll be coming from hell. The devil will beat you, and the nature and the course of hell will just rend you helpless while you're here on earth. A Christian, no doubt, sealed with the Spirit of promise, so at the end time he knows who you are and brings you home. But meanwhile, you're getting beat up. You're getting stricken with this, stricken with that. Your kids are getting beat up. Your job's been taken from you. Why? He says, I want you to receive the adoption of sons and daughters. And because you're my son and my daughter, and I'll send forth my Spirit in you. My Spirit in you shall have power. And now when you cry, Daddy, Daddy, oh my gosh, you've got his attention like nobody else. You got to get this. If you need this, listen, I don't know why this phone hasn't rang. Maybe I haven't pitched it hard or whatever the case is, but 221-1100. I need Jesus and Landon way more than that. I need the Holy Ghost. I've been without power my whole life, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of my family being just out of order. I'm tired of this. 221-1100. If that's you, you come get it. God says, come on, I'll pour. What did he say? He didn't say, I give you a drop. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and I will flood that dry ground you've been caught in for so many years. For so many years. Why be caught in the dry ground for all those years? Many of you are without form and void, just like the beginning, and the darkness is on your face. Stop it. End it today. End it today. He said, John truly baptized with water. Now, this is a promise from God. You got to catch these promises. I've given you several promises so far. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 1:5. Why did he say the John thing? They were there. They seen this. He was talking to people that were in that era, living in that generation. He said, you watched John take you underwater, and you were totally submerged, engulfed, surrounded by, and encompassed by the water. Well, guess what? I'm offering you one better. He said, you shall be baptized, totally surrounded, encompassed by, and totally emerged in and engulfed in the Holy Ghost. John 14:26, but the Comforter. You got to write these down. I know I'm going fast, but I got to give you a lot of meat in a short time. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And this is right out of Scripture. I'm not making this up, man. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. This is Jesus, by the way, words in red. He shall teach you all things. He shall teach you all things. But Landon, I don't get it. I don't understand. He shall teach you all things. But I've been a Christian for years, Landon. I sing in the choir. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Say that word. Get familiar with it. We don't even, the devil doesn't want that word to even roll. You ever try to say the word Holy Ghost? Everything in your flesh tries to prevent you from saying that word. Say it. Break that right now. Say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Show the devil you're not afraid. You're going to get on board. His reign in your life is over. Done. He'll never mess with you again. Okay? The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he, who, the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and bring back to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You need that relationship. Notice what he's going to bring back. He's going to bring back what he said unto you. Well, unless you have the Holy Ghost to have a personal one-on-one conversation with God, nothing's being sown. So unless you have the Holy Ghost to read the scripture and let it come in and take seed and take root and grow within you by the Spirit, he can't bring anything back to your remembrance. So you got two options. You got to be nourished and watered by the word so he has something to bring back to your remembrance, or you've got to get all your communication right from God. Well, you won't get there without a lot of word. You'll have to eat and drink this word richly before you'll ever hear the voice of God. He's not going to speak to you when you've spent not 1 minute in his word. Don't fool yourself. The whole gate and the whole avenue to God is by his word. If you look in the word, everything says, by my word, by my word, by my word. When the devil came to Jesus and said, man, throw yourself off here. That's one thing he said. Then he said, turn these stones. You've been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. You're starving, son of God. Turn these stones into bread. I know you're hungry. Everything Jesus said back to him, he said, devil, let me tell you something. It is written, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. Him only shall thy serve. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. When he looked at Satan, he quoted scripture, not one other word. He said, devil, let me tell you something. It's written, bam. Devil, let me tell you something. It's written, bam. If you want to defeat the enemy in your life, you got to know what's written. If you don't know what's written, you're already defeated. You can just forget it. If you don't know your word, you got nothing to go on. Nothing. Listen to me. I'm going to give this real quick. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Some of you are not calling, and whatever reason you're scared, you're busy, you're at work, you're like, I can't, whatever. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It will change your world and empower you from this day forward to be a powerful Christian, not getting beat up by the devil. Romans 8:9. I told you last week to read Romans 8. I hope you did. It'll help a lot right now if you did. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. How, Landon? If so be the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. This is Romans 8:9. You got to look at it. It says, now, if any man, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your title is. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, if any man have not the Holy Ghost, he is none of his. Look at it yourself. Turn to Romans 8:9. Now, if any man have not the Holy Ghost, he's none of mine. That's what Jesus says. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, then he comes back with antithetic parallelism. He tells you the opposite. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're my sons and they're my daughters. If you have not the Spirit of God, if you have not the Holy Ghost, you're none of his. That's what Romans 8:9 says, very clear. And then Romans 8:14 says, but if you have the Holy Ghost, you're my son, you're my daughter. Are you daily and actively in communication with the Holy Ghost? Now that you've received the adoption from heaven, Jesus said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will. It's his responsibility, and Jesus gives you the promise. He will guide you into all truth, not some, but all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So what that just said to me is he's going to speak to me. He's going to hear from heaven. He's going to give it directly to me by speaking it to me, and he'll show me things to come. You better look that up. You better look that up. That's, I forget, it's John 16. It's in John chapter 16. You got to look that up. Listen, TryLifeline@gmail.com. I want to help you. Dr. Bob wants to help you. Now listen, sow to this ministry. Sow your seed. This is a good place to sow your seed. Lifeline Box 1603. Lifeline Box 1603. If you want to see a receipt, if you want to receive or see a return on your seed, if you sow into somebody who's preaching the Spirit can move. You're going to get that connection to come into an agreement and to come into receiving the Spirit. Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. That's Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. TryLifeline@gmail.com, and it's not too late to call here. People need the Holy Ghost. You need power. 221-1100, 888-221-8990, and I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.